It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Pass time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right. Needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter, you can send in your questions and comments to hashtag Giants Chat. Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. Lance Meadow held the fourth down yesterday. I am back. I had my flight delayed and canceled, of course, to O'Hare yesterday. Shocking delays and cancellations between Chicago and New York City. I can't believe it. I know neither can you. But we're back and we're talking some Giants football. Giants really don't make any news over the weekend, but we did have some interesting NFL news going around as the quarterback carousel continues to spin in the National Football League. The first chip to fall, I suppose, is the Raiders making a move to bring in Matt Flynn from the Seattle Seahawks, which really ended up being, in my opinion, a pretty good deal for both teams. It was pretty clear that the Seahawks no longer had any need for Flynn, given the fact that Russell Wilson had the type of year that he had last year. He's now their quarterback of the future, no question about it. So the Raiders move in that transaction. They bring in Flynn, and they talk about moving Carson Palmer to the Arizona Cardinals. We'll see if that actually happens or not. Now, those two draft picks, and it looks like a fifth-round pick and a conditional 2015 pick for Flynn, is obviously a lot less than the Seahawks used to acquire Flynn from the Arizona Cardinals. But then but the Raiders do actually give him some more guaranteed money if the reports on Pro Football Talk are correct. So the Raiders have a young quarterback. They're going to try to groom as their franchise quarterback. And that's a smart move for Oakland, too. I think they're really starting to move in the right direction now as a franchise and building that team. So I think a good move for the Raiders. They'll make a decision on Carson Palmer here. I'm sure they'll figure out a trade with the Cardinals. According to Pro Football Talk, Palmer was seen having dinner with Cardinals executives down in Arizona yesterday. So clearly they're trying to figure things out. And the Cardinals really do need a quarterback because their team's not bad. They have a great wide receiver in Larry Fitzgerald. They have a decent running game, a decent offensive line. Now that also is an issue. But their defense is extremely strong. They have a very good defense, especially their front seven. So if the Cardinals can get any type of action from their quarterback and score any sort of points, they can really, I think, move forward here and be a factor in that NFC West. Now, obviously, it's a very competitive division with the 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks, but maybe they can make some noise and at least challenge a little bit. 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Give us a call. I know you guys had some phone issues yesterday. We have them squared away. It's just going to ring through a bunch of times. So if you call in and nobody picks up after the first five or six rings, just hang in there. Someone will pick up, screen your call, and we will get you on. So trying to get some stuff figured out. 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter, you can send in your questions to hashtag Giants Chat. Already having some tweets coming in. I'll go through some tweets from yesterday, too. I'm not sure how much Lance went through them. But I'll go through some of them here. This came in late yesterday from Stephanie Little. Some rapid fire from Stephanie. Now that Flynn is a Raiders quarterback, I think the black and blue game, Raiders and Giants, should happen. The problem you're going to have with that, well, the Giants do play the Raiders this year, first of all, so that should be a lot of fun. But they usually don't play in the preseason because neither team wants to make that sort of travel commitment when you're playing in just the preseason games. Let's see what else we got here. Says maybe Raiders-Giants could be the opening game of the season. I doubt that very much. Rumors are out there that it could be the Manning Bowl, Peyton versus Eli. I think that's certainly a possibility on Sunday Night Football. We'll see. That game will be featured prominently whenever they do actually play it. Stephanie Little also writes in, if Ogletree isn't there, that's who she seems to want in the draft, that maybe then go for Tavon Austin, the very fast wide receiver out of Virginia Tech, who clearly was Geno Smith's number one target last year and has a lot of skill, a lot of speed. Short guy, only 5'8", 170 pounds or so, but almost broke records at the Combine. West Virginia, not Virginia Tech, excuse me. But almost broke records at the Combine with the speed and really did an excellent job. Let's take a look at some other stuff here. Brandon Myers getting a lot of love for people's best free agent signing by the Giants this year. I'm surprised by that. You know, he's not a huge name. Caught a lot of passes. People are a little obsessed with the position players and, you know, guys at the skill positions. So I could see that. Had 70 catches last year. Should be good with the Giants. Maybe worry about his blocking a little bit. But I think he will put up big numbers, and Mike Farmer thinks he's going to stuff the stat sheet. I think he will, too. I think he'll catch more passes than Martellus Bennett last year. Not the blocker, though. So we'll see how that affects the Giants' running game and their pass protection. And I forget who brought it up a couple weeks ago, and I thought they made a very good point, that one of the things, if you're the Giants, that you need to worry about now is, you know, Andre Brown did a pretty good job in pass protection, but when you have David Wilson and Myers on the field, neither guy is known are known as great pass protectors. So how would that affect the Giants' offense? Not quite sure. So those are things you can keep an eye on that will certainly be interesting. Here's an interesting question. Fact or fiction? Jason Pierre-Paul, Hakeem Nicks, and Victor Cruz. This comes in from at JCS0-2008. Will Jason Pierre-Paul, Hakeem Nicks, and Victor Cruz all be on the roster at the start of the 2015 season? And that's a good fact or fiction. That's an excellent question, actually. I wonder. I think yes. I think those three guys are all young, they're all productive, and they will form the backbone of this Giants team moving forward. They will be the core, along with, of course, Eli Manning. So I think JPP, Nixon, Cruz will all be on the roster at the start of the 2015 season. Obviously, there are some salary cap ramifications with that. But I do think that all those guys will still be around. And same guy, JCS0-2008, thinks Cullen Jenkins the best Giants signing, which I think is pretty interesting. Martin J. Johansson writes in, why would the Giants be interested in Pat White? That rumor was out there. Is it to use him in training for RG3 or something else? That's a good question. Those reports were out there. Obviously, I can't confirm whether or not those are true or not. Not even sure if he was even here. But the reports were out there that Pat White was in the building and was meeting with the Giants. Again, I don't know if that's true. Can't confirm it or deny it. But they say David Carr is really good at running that scout team. He's good at, you know, running the option and doing those types of things to get the Giants ready for quarterbacks like Robert Griffin III and some of the other mobile quarterbacks in football that, you know, and the guys that run that read option, things like that. That being said, I don't see, to me it's not a fit. The one thing Coach Coughlin has never been since he's been here with the Giants is a gimmick guy. He doesn't like gimmicks. He'll line up. He wants to beat you. Man on man, mano on mano. And to me, he's not a guy that's going to bring in a wildcat or a quarterback of that kind. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me why the Giants would bring in a guy like Pat White when they haven't really used somebody in that regard before. So that was somewhat confusing to me. I'm not sure that's going to happen. It just doesn't fit what Coach Coughlin wants to do. We'll get back to your tweets in just a second, but back to our phones at 201-939-4513. Our good buddy Len's down in Maryland. Len, I missed you, pal. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I hope you had a good rest. I know you haven't been on for a few days.
Yes. Well, the office was closed
good to have you back, although Lance did a nice job yesterday struggling with the phones. But he covered it in his usual excellent way.
Yeah, Lance does a good job. The office was closed last Thursday or Friday. I, you know, went away, had a little vacay, back, ready
there
to roll
go.
Up until the draft. You will hear me every day here up until the draft at the end of April, so it should be fun. And there goes the phones. Lane, give us a call back. We'll put you right back up. We tested the phones before the show. Don't have a good explanation for you. 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Len, give us a call back. We'll put you right back up. Sorry about that. Hopefully that won't be a pattern here as we try to take some more calls as we move forward here. So, guys, if you call in, try to make your point quickly in case there's having some issues here. We'll get through you fast and or maybe even just listen off the air, and we'll go from there. All right? 201-939-4513, hashtag Giants chat. Appreciate you guys giving us a call this morning. And, again, we're having some issues on the phone again. Shoot. We tested it before the show, too. We had phone calls up for 5-10 minutes at a time, and everything worked. So, well, I'll keep taking your tweets, talking some Giants football. We'll try to do calls if we can, but it looks like we're having some issues here. Once again, I'm not sure what's going on. We'll try to get that thing figured out. So, too bad. Okay, let's go back to your tweets here, hashtag Giants chat. But quickly, let's go to our phones and say hello to Jamie in Passaic. Jamie, real quick.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Jamie, real quick, make your point. What's up?
Hey, what do you guys think about the signings we got recently, about Jenkins and all these guys we signed?
I think the Giants made some really smart low-cost signings. I think Jenkins replaces Canty extremely well. I think David Carr's a smart guy to have back. In terms of a backup quarterback, you needed a starting left tackle. Will Beatty was a no-brainer. And David Carr was a smart backup quarterback to bring back. And, Jamie, do me a favor, just listen off the air. You can hear my answer there. But let me think of some of the other guys that the Giants brought in. Ryan Terrain, I thought, was a good veteran running back to bring in. Brandon Myers, I thought, was a great move for the Giants, bringing him in at tight end. So I think the Giants made a lot of good low-cost signings, and that was really some smart moves by Big Blue. All right, Len, going to go back to you here. Just be real quick with your point, then I guess you can listen off the air. Go ahead, Len.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
One of the things I related to what Lance was talking about yesterday, opener, the only thing I'm hoping for is that we open at home. I'd like to see that first.
Well, Len, I have not heard anything about that home opener. Except for the rumors that it could be a Manning situation on Sunday Night Football. And, of course, if that is the case, that game would be in New York since we're playing at San Diego and at Kansas City this year, the two teams in the AFC West. So I've not heard about that. But if that is the case, the Giants will be at home. But you know what? There's a chance the Giants could be on the road, too. They've played a couple straight home. I'm trying to think. Who was our opener, Nele, in 2010? Obviously, we opened last year at home. Who was our home? Did we open at home or on the road in 2010? Redskins here or on the road? Do you remember? Was Redskins here? I'm trying to remember. I think it was here, too. And, of course, in 08, after the Giants won the Super Bowl in 2007, they opened at home, too. So, let me go back to your tweets here at hashtag Giants chat. I'll answer them after the show, too. I'll write some responses to you. But going through here, who do you think was the Giants' best free agent signing? Eric Guillen says more guys released than signed. That's really not even close to being true, Eric. I know you lost Bradshaw. Carolina opened a new stadium. That was 2011? 2010, right? How about 11? We went to Washington in 11. All right. So two out of the last 3 years, the Giants have opened up at home, Len. I'm not sure if that's what you're looking for. Again, sorry for the phones. We'll try to get this thing squared away here. But back to Eric Guillen, more released than signed. Eric, I know it seems that way maybe, but it's really just not the case. The Giants have signed far more guys than they've released so far this year. Yeah, they had to let Bradshaw, Canty, and Boley go, and does that sting and hurt a little bit? Sure. I know Giant fans love Bradshaw. He was talking to the Steelers. You know, Chris Canty moving on to the Ravens. But Colin Jenkins will be a great replacement for him. The Giants will figure out a way to replace Bradshaw. Maybe Wilson and Andre Brown can do the job. That's a possibility. Or maybe they'll bring another veteran. I think that's a possibility too. So I think all those things, the Giants have done a lot better than people like to give them credit for this offseason. They've done a good job. Jenkins replaces Canty. Great job by Big Blue there. A different type of defensive tackle, but he'll get the job done. You bring in Dan Connor, a middle linebacker. He's a good young veteran that played in the division last year, knows the competition, and is a natural 4-3 inside linebacker that was a second-round pick of the Panthers. Good replacement and an upgrade, quite frankly, from what Chase Blackburn gave you last year, in my opinion. Brandon Myers, I think, will catch more passes than Martellus Bennett again. Maybe not the blocker, but I think he'll be a weapon in the passing game. Do the Giants still need to bring in another linebacker? Sure. They lost OC, yeah. Kiwanuka will move down the defensive end, do a good job of placing him. Ryan Mundy will be a great guy at safety. He plays special teams, a backup guy, coming from a good program in Pittsburgh. They bring back Kevin Booth at guard. They bring back Will Beatty at tackle. They bring back David Carr as the backup quarterback. The Giants have signed and brought back a lot more guys than they've lost, Eric. Bottom line. So, I disagree with you there. This one comes in from Saraceno at SJS0816. Now that we have Booth back, what position do you see the Giants going after with their first-round pick? Do you think they could trade up? Well, the Giants very rarely trade up. They like to get the value where they pick. And usually that comes in the form of Jerry Reese picking the best available player. If the Giants are going to trade up, it's only going to be for a difference-maker player like they did with Eli Manning, where they say, look, this guy can change the direction of our franchise. We'll make this deal. I don't see anybody in this draft, or quite frankly, if it's not a quarterback, it's hard for me to argue that you're going to find anybody like that in any draft, unless you're looking for a quarterback, that's worth trading a lot of other picks to move up. Now, it's less costly to move up than it used to be in a lot of cases. The Cowboys last year to move up to pick Morris Claiborne, only had to surrender a second-round pick. Obviously, it's painful, but it's not something that's going to kill you. Go back to what the Giants had to trade to, you know, move up to get Eli Manning. So, no, I don't see the Giants moving up. I think they value their number of selections more than they do a higher pick. I think the Giants believe, and especially in this draft, based on what people are talking about and based on what I'm seeing looking at it, after the first couple guys, you know, the franchise, left tackles, things like that, players are very interchangeable from like 5 to 20. And you can move around in that spot, and you can get somebody near of equal value. So I don't think it's going to be worth it, quite frankly, for the Giants to move up this year. I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense, to be honest with you. So, no, I don't believe, Saraceno, that the Giants will try to move up this year in the draft. So there you have it. I'm going to try to meet a question come in from my man Mike Farmer. I'm trying to formulate. It's a tough question. You want me to know who I think the first five draft picks are going to be in this year's draft. And it's tough. I've done a lot of my draft work. I'm not 100% done. But I feel pretty good about it. So overall, I think in that first round, the Chiefs, Andy Reid is an offensive guy. So in my opinion, they're going to pick an offensive player. They're going to want to find the best offensive player available. And I think considering the skill and ability of the offensive tackles on the board, that I think they're going offensive tackle, and I think they're going to pick Jockel out of Texas A&M. I think he's the guy there at number one. I think Deion Jordan at number two to Jacksonville is likely at this point. The defensive tackle Floyd out of Florida to the Raiders at three, I think, is also a good possibility. And then this is where it gets interesting. Where does Chip Kelly go with number four? Again, he's an offensive guy, so I'm going to say I think he's going to take the next best offensive tackle, which is Eric Fisher. I think that's who goes there. And then I think, really, that the lines are up in the air. They could take that big defensive tackle out of Utah, I always have trouble with this name. Luatui, right? Is that what it is? I always have trouble with that name. But Star Luatui, I think that's probably the guy that the Lions could take at five. I know he's more of a 3-4 guy, some people believe, but, you know, a guy with that size and skill, he could go there. Also a very likely pick, I think, for the Lions at five is Ziggy Ansah. You know, he's one of those great athletes that people think can turn into a great defensive end. Or do the Lions decide, look, We want to try to protect Stafford. He's our franchise. And maybe they go to the next best offensive tackle in Lane Johnson at Oklahoma. That's possible, too. Or maybe they pick the best corner in the draft, D. Milner. I think that's a possibility, too. So I think it gets interesting at 4-5. But in my opinion, I think at this point, things could obviously change. You have a decent idea who the top three guys are going to be. Maybe not necessarily in that order, but I think you have a decent idea who the top three are going to be. Of course, taking a look at some other things, maybe Jordan won't go that high. We'll see. But it'll be interesting to see what these teams do and what we're going to do as we move forward here. I know we take a lot of calls on the show, and we are going to continue to take your calls. It'll be fun. But I think it'll be very interesting as we get on some of these draft experts, not just Giant Beat guys, guys from around the league, to talk about some of these potential draft picks to get a good feel for where a lot of people think these guys are going to go, which I think is pretty interesting. Back to Twitter at hashtag Giants Chat. Mike Farmer says maybe Pat White in the practice squad makes sense. More athletic and faster than Carr. Good prep for RG3 and Vic, if Vic does, in fact, hang with and stay with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll buy Pat White on the practice squad. I'm sure Pat White's trying to find a job in the NFL that's not a practice squad job. But practice squad is a possibility there. I think that's something you can look at. Brandon Myers, Dave Roseman said, is the Giants' best thing at tight end. Brian DeVivo likes the re-signing of Kevin Booth. Let's go to our phones real quick, by the way, and go to Dave in Rochester. Dave, real quick, make your point, pal.
Hey, Johnny, 2 points. I just wanted to see. I know you can't confirm or deny Tim Hightower coming in to be looked at. And then Mike Patterson of the Eagles. If they do come in, what kind of impact to players do you think they could be, good or bad?
Okay, appreciate the call, Dave. You can listen off the air. Hightower is a decent veteran running back, obviously trying to come back from that injury. Again, I think the Giants will bring in another veteran running back before this offseason is over. Whether Tim Hightower is that guy, can't tell you. But I think that's the type of veteran running back with some NFL experience that could be on the table. And the other question you mentioned was Patterson from the Eagles. Look, the Eagles had some good disruptive defenders over the years. And I know they were much maligned last year with, you know, going to that wide nine. They didn't have a lot of, you didn't have a lot of success there. But, you know, Mike Patterson was a first-round pick for the Eagles. He's a guy that played there as a defensive tackle for a few years. He was kind of a rotational guy. They rotated all their linemen in and out, almost in hockey shifts. So he knows the division, and I think he can have a certain amount of success if the Giants decide to go in that direction. I think he can be an effective player on a rotational basis for the Giants. I know having some of the people at the Giants talk about him when he was with the Eagles, they thought highly of him as a football player. So I think both those guys could be effective role players for the Giants if they decide to go in that direction. Let's see. Eric Lowell writes in, Giants haven't signed too many players, but they would have to go with Jenkins as their best signing and maybe adding Patterson as well. And I think Colin Jenkins was a great replacement for Canty. I think you worry about his age a little bit, but he has been healthy over the past few seasons. He hasn't missed a game, I believe, in 2 years. He can be disruptive, and nothing hurts opposing offenses more than pressure up the middle. Another person writes in, Brandon Myers, another Jenkins. Mike Farmer says some good ideas for the top five. I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you. I really haven't done – I'm debating whether or not I'm actually going to do a full mock draft this year. I'm debating whether or not I'm going to do one. We can have some fun with it on the show. You guys can make fun of me. Call me an idiot. We always like that. But I appreciate it. Floyd goes to Jacksonville and Detroit goes to Milner. I could see that. Floyd is one of those guys I feel like is one of those very – high floor guys where you know he's going to be a good player. You just don't know if he's going to be a great player. And is that a safe pick? Sure. But sometimes you want to make sure you get somebody that's good, even if he's not someone that turns into a, you know, 12-time All-Pro. So that's something for you. My man Marcus Erickson, one of my favorite tweeters, writes in, wants me to know what I think about Arthur Brown. Yeah, Arthur Brown, I think it is too early in the first round. That was the first part of Marcus Erickson's question. I don't think you go Arthur Brown first round of the draft. I think that is certainly a little bit too early for that. I'm trying to think. Do we think Arthur Brown is going to be there for the Giants' second-round pick? Then Marcus wants me to know who I think the Giants are going to take in the second round. Well, let me put it this way. I don't believe, and I know I've seen a couple, mock drafts here that Arthur Brown going, at least I see one that I have him going at 20. But I still think, that's a little high for him. But Arthur Brown's an outside linebacker to Kansas State. He's really moving up the draft boards. He's one of these guys that had a very good pro day. But he missed the Senior Bowl, missed a lot of workouts at the Combine. And he really had a good pro day, and he's kind of moving up a little bit on these boards. A couple people have him going in the first round. So I still think it's a little early at 19, to be honest with you. But is it a possibility? I'm not going to discount it. And if some people have him going in the first round, the odds that he's going to drop to the Giants in the second round, probably not that great, at least if you take a look at some of these mock drafts. Brian Taylor, my man Brian Bleeds Blue, writes in, I really like Ryan Mundy and Aaron Ross. And with T2 back, he thinks our secondary could be something again. Well, Ross, I think, is good insurance. We know what type of corner he is. I don't think he's going to dominate or shut anybody down. Mundy, I think, will be a good role player. He'll come in as a substitute, and he'll be good on special teams. And just be careful, Brian, counting on Terrell Thomas. Only because he's coming off a second ACL. No NFL player has ever, a third ACL, excuse me, has ever returned off of three of those. So I think you hold that hope. The Giants gave him a minimum deal. You roll the dice. Hopefully it works out. And if it does, the Giants all of a sudden have a quality player for not a lot of money. But I think to count him to play corner this year, probably you're asking a lot. You're probably asking a little too much, to be honest with you. But again, that's why you sign him. It's a low-risk, high-reward type of situation there. Everyone, great job on Twitter. And the guys that called in, good job on the phones as well. We're going to start having some draft experts come in, and we're also going to try to figure out what these phone issues are as we move forward here. I'll work it out with the guys upstairs as we figure this out. Everybody, thanks. Great job. And we will talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock right here on Giants.com. Appreciate it.